First reading is the birth of Moses. It's Exodus 2, verses 1 to 10. Sorry. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water."
The second reading is taken from Luke 2, verses 33 to 35, and can be found on page 1028 of the Pew Bibles. The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's just pray as Tim comes to preach. Father, we thank you for the word that you've given to Tim today, and we ask that you would speak to us and we would hear your genuine voice as Tim speaks, for Christ's sake. Amen. So our pastoral assistant, Tim Dooley.
Thank you and welcome here on Mother's Day. Mother's Day is such a special day. Each one of us has a mother. We can't be in this world without a mother. So it's a true blessing. And as we heard in the first reading about the Levi woman, she was so desperate for a son to survive in a world that she put him in a basket. But I do wonder sometimes whether we can bring this in connection with when God was watching his son Jesus die on the cross. When you think about what that woman was going through, and Jesus knew what was going to happen. I'm sorry, God knew what was going to happen with Jesus, but we have to think, what would that have felt like to know his son was going to die? And when we look at mothers, children don't come out with a handbook. A handy handbook that says this child's going to do this, that and the other, and this is how we can counter it. We're all individual people, and mothers have to do a fantastic job. They have to run the family, they have to run some of them run the finances and everything. But the man goes out, does the work, brings the money home, and says, "Here, I've done my bit." But the first story is about total sacrifice and faith. God's hand was at work in that story. He knew exactly what was going to happen and what Moses was going to turn out to be. I saw a nature program recently, and a snake was attacking a clutch of chicks, and this mother hen was fighting tooth and nail. She wasn't going to let those not one single baby go. And one of the babies had a limp, but she wouldn't let the snake get between her and that baby. And that's what mothers are about. A mother will fight tooth and nail to save their children. Carol's probably not going to thank me for this, but our nicknames from our children are, my nickname is Father Bear and Papa Bear for my grandchildren. And Carol's nickname is Mother Hen. But when you look at it, how beautiful is that? If you actually look at the fact of a father bear, what does a father bear do? He does what he's got to do and then he's gone. Right? I like to think that they think I'm big, strong and give good cuddles. But, you know, but the hen will not let anything happen to her children. As I say, repeating myself, they will fight tooth and nail. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, John 19:25. So Mary was at the birth of Christ and at the death of Christ. What more can a mother do? And in the second reading, we look at Simeon, and we see that God has promised him that he will see the living Messiah before he dies. I mean, when Mary and Joseph go to consecrate their firstborn son to the Lord, how special is that? When we come to be christened in the church, I knew the joy that I was given even before my faith had risen, that my child was accepted into a family of Christ. And it didn't change for the three of my children. Each three was a true blessing. Now I find Mother's Day quite hard. Now, people that don't know my story, my daughter was hurt by a man when she was younger. And if I'm quite honest with you, if my family had been killed in a car crash, all four of them, it would have been easier to deal with. My eldest sister turned against me. My middle sister was married to the man that hurt my daughter. And my mum and dad seemed to abandon me. During the trial leading up to his conviction, my mum took my sister and her husband to the court every day. And they walked into the courtroom, totally ignored us, and sat on the other side. As you can see, there's still emotion in there, and whether it will ever go, I don't know. But that, to me, was a total betrayal. I'll go on to the forgiveness journey with my mum in a minute, but I wanted to mention my mother-in-law. And what a special person she was. Just when I needed to have love, she gave me love. I remember the first day I met her. I was invited for a meal, and Carol's dad can be quite a daunting character. He's, yes, Mr. Peel, you know, and very, you know, official. After sort of certain respect. Mum embraced me straight away. It wasn't until I'd gone when Carol had asked, well, what do you think of Tim? Dad turned around and said, well, you're not serious, are you? And Mum turned around and said, oh, yes, I really like him. And that stuck with me for a long time because I've known I've had her in my corner all my life. Unfortunately, we lost her last year. But that was a true blessing as well, because she had served her time, she had done her job, she had done a really good job on her three children, and she had accepted other people out of the family into her family as if they were her own. Now I would like to go back to my mother and the journey of forgiveness. I stood here a few years ago now, I think, and I said to the congregation in floods of tears that I couldn't move on with my Christian faith unless I forgave. The very next day we were going on holiday with our in-laws. And on the way, on the journey, there was a song that played. It's called Flares from the Script. And every time that song played during my holiday, I got goosebumps all over. And I turned to Carol and said, God's trying to tell me something. I had no idea what he was trying to say, but that song came on and goosebumps every time. The day before we were leaving, we'd gone to Sheringham, and unknown to me, because I hadn't had any contact with my dad for 7 or 8 years due to what had happened, I saw the woman that he had married after my mum. And I followed her into a shop, and lo and behold, my dad was at the counter. The following week, God put on my heart to forgive my mum. So I went round there. I tried to phone her. She didn't answer. I knocked on the door. She didn't answer, or she wasn't there. So I left a note in the door. 2 days later, she phoned. And I was able to go round and speak to her and ask her why she had done what she had done. There was no excuse. She didn't say anything. She would just say, I did what I thought I had to do. And that even means going against one of your children sometimes, if one of them was weak. My mum saw that my sister was weaker than me, and she chose to support her, even though I think she regrets it. As we look through the readings today, I think to myself, who is the greatest mother ever born? And to me, that's Mary, Mother of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. What can we take away from today? It's quite simple. Love your mum as if it was her last day. And make her feel as special as she did. Make you feel as a vulnerable child. All I can say is love, love, love your mum with all your heart. Because one day she'd be gone. But will you have the hope that my mother-in-law's gone, but I know she's there waiting for us all as we leave here to, you know, in our, when we served our time, she'd be there waiting for us all. And if we just pray, Lord God, we thank you for all the mothers in this world, all the single mums who have to struggle on their own. Give them rest. Show them the moments of stillness you want to gift them in their day. Teach them to be still, teach them to still the busyness around them and tune into you. Be the rest they need for all you have lost, for all who have lost their mum. Just remember this. She is waiting for you. For you when you arrive. Let God's truth and peace be with you until the day we meet again. In Jesus' glorious name. Amen.